With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A passenger jet has crash-landed in South Korea after its front landing gear apparently failed to deploy. BBC correspondent Hoon John Kim reports from Seoul.
Scores of homes and other structures have been destroyed. An aircraft with a malfunctioning landing gear veering off the runway, hitting a fence, catching fire at an airport in South Korea. At least 28 people are dead. Officials say the plane had 180 on board and was returning from Bangkok. Heavy fog delaying travel in the UK.
On one of the year's busiest weekends, travellers flying to or from the UK faced heavy disruptions as thick fog and low visibility restricted air traffic. Flights at Gatwick were delayed by up to 3 hours late on Friday, and at least 40 flights from the airport were delayed this morning. Disruptions were also reported at other UK airports, including Heathrow and Stansted in London and Manchester Airport.
Also at SRNnews.com, three firefighters and a dozen passengers injured in Florida today after a fire truck drove around the crossing guard in the path of a high-speed passenger train.
Looks like a bomb hit it.
This witness, Emmanuel Amaral, says he was in downtown Delray Beach and heard the crash, driving over and seeing first responders tending to injured firefighters.
One of their helmets that they had on their heads wound up being all the way between, you know, 800 feet away.
Officials say about a dozen people on the Brightline high-speed passenger train were also hurt.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn. Now, the Delray Beach Fire Rescue says on social media, three firefighters are still listed in stable condition. The good news, there were no fatalities in that incident. This is SRN News. Pornhub is quitting Florida.
The largest pornography website on the internet says it will no longer do business in the Sunshine State because of a law that requires it to verify that its customers are adults. Pornhub has already ceased operations in a dozen states with similar statutes designed to curb the epidemic of children viewing pornography online. However, the Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to those laws. A decision is likely to be delivered in 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest stone known tablet inscribed to the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. The slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who says he'll donate it to an Israeli institution. Officials say the final price exceeded the pre-sale estimate of about $1 to $2 million. This is SRN News. A genetic analysis suggesting the bird flu virus mutated in a Louisiana patient.
That patient contracted the first severe case of the illness in the U.S. The CDC reported the finding this week. Scientists believe the mutations may allow the virus to better bind to receptors in the upper airways of humans. One expert likened this to a lock and key. The virus needs a key that turns a lock to enter a cell. Though the virus may be changing to have a key that might work, the expert doesn't say it means that the world is closer to seeing a readily transmitted virus between people. John Scott reported.
A new Associated Press poll finds a majority of adults say they have no plans to go out on New Year's Eve. Just 5% say they plan to go out and maybe celebrate at a bar or restaurant. Experts say if you do consume alcohol, do not drive. More details at SRNnews.com.